Ectopod. This is Angelica Benitez,
Victoria Benitez,
and James Ohtop.
Reporting from the Pacoima Library for our Pacoima Rising series, this is episode 2, Finding Your Way Home, the International Rescue Committee, also known as the IRC. Today we're interviewing Jonathan Fain Perano.
Let's listen.
Hello, this is Angelica Benitez from the ConnectiPod team, and we are here at the Pacoima Library interviewing...
Hi everybody, my name is Jonathan Fain Proaño, and I'm the Citizenship and Financial Capability Coordinator for the International Rescue Committee in Los Angeles.
So, could you tell us a little bit more about what is the International Rescue Committee?
Sure. So the International Rescue Committee is an international humanitarian agency that answers to the world's most dire crisis and works to help those people fleeing persecution and fleeing danger and find a new home in the United States. And here in the United States, we help those newly arrived refugees and immigrants establish their way of life here and eventually become U.S. citizens.
So can you tell us a little bit more about what is your job?
My job is a little bit more complicated than the title. My main role is to teach anybody who's ready to become a citizen about U.S. history, how to speak English, how to speak to the immigration officer, and then I also help them with their immigration paperwork, so with the application to become a citizen.
How do refugees find you?
All right, so the simple answer to that is when somebody is fleeing danger in their country, they find an agency like the IRC or they find a refugee camp where they request refugee status. After that, the United Nations, along with all the countries that help refugees, decide where the refugees are going to go. And once that happens, the refugees are sent, those who are meant to come to the United States, come to the United States, and they work with one of the 9 resettlement agencies. So IRC is one of those 9 agencies. We're all over the United States. So there's 24 offices right now that do that work with refugees and other immigrants.
What made you choose your job?
When I was in school getting my graduate degree, I was studying about human beings going through situations of economic or humanitarian crisis. The other reason is, like many families, we all come from another country. We have histories from other countries. In my case, I'm actually not a U.S. citizen or a green card holder. I had a student visa, and now I have a work visa. So coming from Ecuador and my family being spread across the continent, it made sense for me to help others find a new home here in the U.S.
How long were you working for it?
How long have I been working for IRC? I've been working for IRC for 3.5 years, almost 4.
What countries have you worked with and what countries do you want to work with?
At IRC, we work with 3 different populations of immigrants. We work with refugees, and most of the refugees that we work with in our office in LA specifically have been from Iran, from Armenia, from Syria, and from Iraq. And this has been recently. Populations from asylees have been a lot of asylees from either Central America or from Africa. And then the rest of the immigrant population, especially those applying for citizenship, have been from El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, and Honduras. I've worked with people from the Ukraine, from Turkey, from Pakistan, from India, from Australia, from South Africa, even people from my own country, from Ecuador. So I've been lucky enough to work with people from countries that I would have never met otherwise, I think, if I wasn't doing this job.
What is the difference between a refugee and an asylee?
So the simple answer for that is a refugee is somebody that is fleeing persecution, war, or some other crisis, has received the status of a refugee before arriving to the United States, and was processed in this case through the U.S. government. Okay, so before they get here, they're already refugees. An asylee is somebody that applies for status once they are safely in the United States. It process that can take many years, and it goes through the court system. And an asylee, the most important thing is they have to prove that they're being persecuted, so that they're being either there's a physical danger to themselves or to their family, either due to political opinion, race, or religion.
And how has working for the IRC changed you? Does it impact you personally, or how do you deal with the emotional stress?
Any kind of job when you work with populations that have been victims of violence or have had to leave their home, they always come with something that we call trauma. So they come with a little bit of pain, emotional pain most of the time. Some of them were physically hurt. So at the beginning, it's very personal. When you hear a story and when you talk to a client or a student, sometimes you might cry or you might try to tell them, I understand what you feel, but maybe you don't. Eventually, as you keep doing this more and more, you have to develop a way of when you're at work, when you're with our students, with our clients, we have to make sure that we use that information to help them. But when we leave work, when we go home, we have to leave that at work in their office, because otherwise their pain becomes your pain, and then it can actually be worse for you. Then you're not able to really help your clients, because those stories, those unique stories, unique adventures, you know about them, but you shouldn't be keeping them too close to your heart, because if you see too many people, too many of those stories can make you feel bad eventually, and you're not going to be able to help yourself or to help them.
What are the parts you enjoy and the parts that are hard in your job?
So there's two parts that I really enjoy. The first one is when I meet a new client and they tell me a story. They tell me their story of how they got here, especially if they come from a country that I've never met anybody from. The second part of my job that I think is the best part is when a student or a client calls me and tells me I passed the test and I became a citizen, because that's what they've been working for many, many years. So that for me is the two best things. The hardest things is also when I listen to those stories, trying to empathize with the client and try to understand their pain and see, okay, that was your story, but now we're here. So let me help you become a citizen. And then the other part is when a student doesn't pass a test. I feel bad for them, and I want to make sure that they don't feel too bad and that they know that we're here to support them and push them forward. So that's the hard part.
So what are the parts of the test?
When a lawful permanent resident or a green card holder is ready to become a citizen, they have to send their application to immigration. So that's the first part. And then after many months of waiting, the government will call them and will tell them, you have your interview and your test. So that interview and test has four pieces to it. The first one is the civics test, or the U.S. history test. So when you go in to talk to immigration, you need to know who was the first president of the United States, right? You need to know how many stars are on the flag. You need to know how many stripes are on the flag. You need to know who's the governor of the state that you live in, or who's the president right now. So you need to know those questions about the United States. The second part of the test is the reading test. You need to be able to read in English to become a U.S. citizen, so the officer will give them a sentence to read. Then you have a writing test, and you have to write a sentence, right? And then the fourth part of the test is the actual interview, where the officer asks legal questions about your history here in the United States as an immigrant, whether you've followed the law, if you have worked, if you have studied, if you have traveled, if you're married, if you have children. And the officer asks these questions to make sure that the person is eligible to become a citizen and hasn't broken the law. So those are the four pieces of the test that everybody has to take to become a citizen.
How many stripes are on
the flag? 13 for the 13 original colonies.
I know how many stars.
How many stars?
50.
Good. Why are there 50?
50 states.
For the 50 states. Mm-hmm. So you got 50 states on the map, including Alaska and Hawaii. So those are the 50 stars.
What happens if you don't pass the tests?
If you don't pass the test, you can apply again as many times as you want. The only thing is that it's expensive. So right now, to apply for citizenship, you have to pay $725. There's some people who are exempt, who don't have to pay that fee, but most people have to pay it.
How much will it cost? In 2002, how much they cost in 2002?
Oh boy, back in 2002, I think the test was, the application fee was less than $500. So now it's $725. Every couple years, the fees go up.
Why 2002, James?
I like that number.
Okay.
It is even.
It's even. It's very even, you're right.
It is a very nice number, yes.
What do you do here at the Pacoima Library?
So at the library, and Pacoima is just one of 15 branches that we work with, what we do is we come here and directly provide the citizenship and financial capability classes for students. We've been doing our partnership with the library for a little over 5 years. So we work all across the city of Los Angeles to ensure that everybody who has a green card and is ready to become a citizen is learning the information they need to do that.
How does this strengthen the community?
A lot of the people that we work with have been living here for many, many years, but they never fully felt a part of this community because they couldn't say that they're U.S. citizens. They couldn't vote. So when we help people in Pacoima and San Fernando Valley area by becoming citizens, we're ensuring that more people can have their voice heard, more people can bring family members that may be in danger, and we can make sure that that feeling of home is complete with that, with citizenship.
How old are you?
How old am I? 29. Almost 30. February 2nd. Groundhog Day.
Thank you very much for your time and this interview. We really learned a lot. This is Angelica Benitez.
Vicky Benitez.
And James Ostrom.
Thank you very much. Thank you to the Nicholas Beck Trust who sponsored this program for the Pacoima Library.
Thank you to awesome librarians Marcia Malconian and Meredith McGowan who helped make it happen.
You too can become a sponsor. Just go to connectedpod.net/support.
Thank you for listening. This is Shane Octa signing out by Connected Pod.